Good morning. A storm system moving through southern Canada brought a wide variety of precipitation across the region during the overnight period. Some places, especially across the higher terrain, waking up with an inch or two of snow or slush this morning. Even in the valleys, a coating of sleet as rain and sleet mixed overnight. And now early this morning, the main body of the precipitation is moving through central and eastern New England, while numerous rain and snow showers and areas of sleet will still be moving through from time to time as the precipitation breaks up behind the system. So we'll be left with a lot of clouds and areas of fog and an overall dampness first thing this morning. Maybe some bright spots or even breaks of sunshine in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England this afternoon. But most places, especially across the higher terrain, could still see some passing rain or snow showers. Temperatures should push and, on average, make it up into the lower and middle 40s. Skies will continue to clear out gradually tonight, although clouds will hang on tough across the northern part of New York and New England, and we could even see some light rain and snow persist into the overnight period. Lows will drop back into the 20s, so some icy patches possible. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds as high pressure builds in, a gusty west wind, and comfortably cool with temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Another Alberta Clipper will work its way toward us late Friday night and Saturday. This will bring with it another mixed bag of precipitation, mainly in the form of rain showers in the valleys, but a coating of snow not out of the question, especially across the higher terrain. And as we get into the daylight hours on Saturday, it looks like some sleet could mix in as well. High temperatures will be in the lower 40s. Behind this system, turning windy and much colder on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers only in the lower to mid-30s. And that'll leave us in the 20s despite lots of sunshine on Monday as cold high pressure builds in. A storm system developing along the Gulf Coast will ride up the eastern seaboard for Tuesday of next week. Right now it looks too far away to bring most of interior New York and New England any significant precipitation, although light snow is possible. If it makes a closer approach, we'll have to change the forecast, but right now temperatures look like they'll be close to 30. On Wednesday, blustery and cold behind this system with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for a large part of northern New England. Low pressure passing through southern Canada will continue to produce snow, adding up to 4 to 8 inches in these locations before tapering off and mixing with rain later today. Meanwhile, winter storm watches have been upgraded to warnings in the northern tier of the United States in North Dakota and Minnesota. Another storm moving through this region tonight and tomorrow will produce 4 to 6 inches of snow in these locations. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Kenora, Ontario, Canada, at 12 a.m. Eastern Time last Friday. The last report of hail was at Gomel, Belarus, at 3:10 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in moderate snow, blowing snow and fog, 23 degrees with a south wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, areas of fog and mist, 3 miles visibility and 34 degrees, the dew point 33, 97% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.71 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Riverside, California, to a low of 11 below zero at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, lower 50s. Boston, mostly cloudy with showers in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 23. The average temperature, 32, that's 4 degrees below normal. 24 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 2/10 of an inch of measured snow. For the month, 5.7 inches, which is 1.7 inches below normal. And 70.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.0 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 2012. And the record low, 2 above zero in 1967. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:07 p.m. 12 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy today with passing rain and snow showers, also areas of sleet with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds giving way to some sunshine today, but still the risk of a few rain showers and highs near 50. Clearing tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy today with passing rain and snow showers, also areas of sleet with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the middle 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to some sunshine today, but still the chance of a few rain showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clearing tonight, lows in the middle 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy today, with passing rain and snow showers, also areas of sleet, highs in the lower to mid-40s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, blustery, comfortably cool though in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy Saturday. A mixed variety of precipitation, mainly in the form of rain and snow showers, but also some sleet possible, highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder Sunday, scattered snow showers, lower to mid-30s. Sunny but cold on Monday in the 20s. A chance for snow Tuesday around 30. Breezy, cold with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, staying in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.